teenagers, welcome back to Teen Squad with Zana, with me Nkazimula M. Makasa Zana Skasana kuinze taputaga na sarino muuse Skasana chali. And today we're having an episode titled, The Questions That Guys Are Afraid to Ask Girls. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Ngini tanda kulu. Welcome to Teen Squad with Zana, and today we're having an episode titled "The Questions That Guys Are Afraid to Ask Girls." And today, nginabasana babili, and they're going to be asking the questions. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. And boom, into today's episode, we are with Insingenile Bendazana Nabesana Bami. As I have said before, they're going to be asking the questions and I'm going to be answering the questions. And disclaimer, I'm not answering on all girls. On all girls' capacity. So without further ado, let's get them to introduce themselves and we get into today's episode. We work throughout the day. Let's have Msana Wokala introduce himself.
Hey guys, it's Crazy J for them hands, also known as Junior.
Welcome to Teen Squad with Zana Junior.
Hi guys, it's Funza the boy. I hope you're looking good.
They're always doing well. My teenagers are always in the mood for learning, exploring, having fun and everything. So without further ado, who has the first question? I got a question in my heart. Finish.
You got it.
Ask.
Okay, here's a question. Do girls also smash and tell?
You know, I'm not gonna lie, ne? Ladies don't kiss and tell, ne? But we do. We do. You know the saying, yeah, hey, ladies, don't kiss and tell. That's not reality, guys. That's as soon as I get to my girls, I'm like, Bonnie! Bona! I mean, it's Junior, ole, ole, ole. Then we tell, then we talk, you know, then we discuss some things. And I think that's where we kind of get advices from. Because how's a week my little advisor? You get, yes. No, not really. Second question.
Why do girls take too long to put on their makeup?
I mean, I don't do makeup, but you know, you have to look the part. You have to look like a candy. You have to put him up and even carry. Man, you have to be the sun. So after when you go to the sun, it's like you must look like that. So you must be present, man. You must be the girl. So eyes must be on me. I must do a daylight robber. So that's why we take long. I have to be a lady. I have to look the part.
Okay. Is it wrong for a nigga to ask to split the bill?
No, it's not. Personally, it's not. Like, if we go out, okay. Some people would say that it depends. Let's go out. But for me, the minute you ask me to go out, I look at myself. If vele hakena madi ao, we can't go out. And if I do have the money, we're going out. And then harifita kwale, and you say to me, let's go Dutch, I don't mind. I'm gonna pay my part, you pay your part, that's it. And I feel like it's also attractive when a girl pays for her meals, because how much I feel like Miss Independent, you get. So I don't find it wrong. I don't know about other people. Question number, is it 4? Yes.
Okay, so like when hands are on that period, yeah, I understand that it's like really bad, but what should a guy not say to her?
Personally, you shouldn't say that I eat too much. You should never say that I eat too much. You should never say that I'm moody. You should never say that I am seeking attention. You should never say that I'm acting. You should never say nasty things. You must get just read Ngaru Umoji Muhammad. No, get well soon for ink. Because it's gonna happen until I reach menopause.
Oh, okay.
So get well soon is not advisable.
You shouldn't say it.
Yeah, you never.
So get well soon. Yeah, you should never say
it. <the answer. laughs>
What should I say, hey?
No, you shouldn't say it, because like, dog, like...
Can I fetch the period when I get to my menopause?
But then I'm wishing you...
No.
It's like, not like I'm sick. Am I sick?
No, you're not sick.
Exactly.
But then some niggas can't express themselves.
How? No, like legit, ne? You want to experience ne, with Hans. Ne? Some Hans prefer a lot of things. There's this other Han I know. She prefers being alone, like completely alone. She doesn't want anyone around her. Some prefer to be shown love, mm-hmm. to be shown attention, mm-hmm. and that you care. Some, I don't know. But never say they eat too much. You
never
know.
Say that. Lege as mo di piroteng tsa hae. Never say that a lady eats too much. If I have 3 packets of noodles, don't say anything. It's me. So yes, question number 5 before them Hans. What's question number 5? And I feel like it's going to be massive. How massive, ne?
Yeah, how massive. This is actually a really interesting question.
Okay.
Does actually size really matter?
Okay, because me, ne? I don't do such stuff. I don't know. But let's be realistic. Let's live in a real world. It does, my friend.
But then, talking for... For certain niggas, they say that it's all about the movement.
Nigga, it matters. What if you move but you can't get there? Did I answer your question?
But then it can be big enough, ne? But then not active enough.
No, guys, I agree. Ari yetsa ka rule, ne? So ke rule di de, ne?
Sure.
Ke try ho thala mothalo, ne? And then give it a certain centimeter. Or give it a go kia. Okay? But tell across the page. So if it ruler, if it come off along the page, give it a go kia.
No.
Exact.
Mara, ape o kasi blame out here.
How are you blame?
Ape, let that in. Sometimes, I'm gonna give you a scenario. Ne?
Uh-huh.
A boat also looks small in the ocean.
Mm.
So obvious, so I want to get it. Ekonona, for other people, ekonona big enough. But then for Wena, no, because why? It's an ocean. Why, boy?
So at the end of the day, the answer to this question is it depends on your preference. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Question number, Angas. Let's go. I think it's 6.
Okay, so like, is being a virgin a turn off to your goals?
Me, it's not, because you'll never pursue me to have sex because I'm currently not active. Nah? So for me, it's a good thing. You'll never pursue me, Uti. Let's do a certain thing, because I'm not into that activity. Look, I know when I play, we're not honey sucking. It's not something we're both into. And if ever now for now you tell me, hurry, get one angari, I would do as am I without hesitation. So for me, it's not, and I think for other girls it is, because they're advanced, like when I like advanced. So how feature then you don't know what to do, and it's just like you want to be taught. It's not ideal for them. So I think is she active or not? Because if she is active, I mean, people like saying that sex is an act of love, ne? So if Wari, you love me and then we are dating or pursuing something, obviously if I want to express my love, it will have to be through that way. So yep, question number 7.
So do women pleasure themselves?
Crickets, Kajana, they do.
They do.
Mm-hmm. It's a real thing, guys. We live in a real world. We've talked about this.
Some women you don't expect it. Mujito mo no mono arao. 6 every day. 6. 6.
So ano nyo kung pata wala?
For women, ako kasi nahanila mo sa
ito.
Yeah. I'm not stereotyping though, but then.
You wouldn't think it.
Yeah,
happens.
I wouldn't.
But I go also because it's not something that is spoken about.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
Like. So yeah. It happens. Question number 8.
Okay, is it okay to do it while you're on your periods?
I had people talking about it very loud and stuff.
But Google says it's safe.
Exactly.
For who?
It says it's safe. It helps women with the cramps and so on and so on. But then in the old traditional ways.
Because I feel like, you know how when, let's get into life science a bit. I get it, life science, Mara, let's talk about it. I get it, the egg kale ile mo womb and it did not get fertilized again. So it's now leaving the body because I sana use. And in a way I feel like that egg expiry in inverted commas. So why you wanna tap into that? Think about it. Why? It's now living because halagra fertilization.
And that blood is waste.
Yes.
So now when you wanna go.
And remember the female vagina is a self-cleaning organ.
Yeah.
So what are you cleaning that thing? Okay. So yep. Question number 9.
Why do you always go for bad boys?
Wait, why? Huna le adrenaline. They keep you on your feet.
I feel it's the same thing with also guys sometimes.
So would you go for, you know?
I feel like now in my teenage years, I can go for a bad girl, but then time when I'm trying to settle down and a wife, that's when I should consider someone actually good. Because like low-key now because like it's all about the entertainment, passing time, and so you just want to feel that
Luna, but crazy J for them hands. I hope you had for yourselves.
Okay, next question. Do you expect us to always make the first move?
Yeah,
sometimes like
Nane, I can go to my first lane. Why is it first lane? Like Bugatti.
For Jen, just like, you gotta have game, bruh. Like, you have to make the first move, Mara. For you guys, do you expect us to always make the first move?
Mara, sometimes girls will give you
hints. We give you hints, you have to move.
Yeah. But also, sometimes they'll give you false impressions. Like, maybe we're not like, with her, nah, this hand is not big, but then she's actually dark. And then I also like, or can why didn't this nigga
make a move? Exactly.
That's why I feel like sometimes ladies should but not specific with him.
Guys, we can't be specific. I remember the boy over here. Who look ma? The boy Funzo. Or Funzo the boy. Ambulala Ari, you're not approachable. A lot of people never go back, and then they were like, I don't smile, I don't make eye contact. And I'm like, guys, I can't be smiling with everyone.
Mara, and I won't lie, mate. For a girl, this is obvious. Like, this is the hugest hint you can ever get. For a girl who like, looks like I want you, like that look of I want you, mate. You can see the way they look at you, the eye contact, how deeply they look at you. And if they start biting their lips, dog. That is like obvious. That is just legit obvious.
So what are they now? Something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
I'm saying it. I got one with
you.
Lip biting is not my thing.
Yeah, but then people express themselves differently. Yeah. I'm where they wink.
Wink? Imagine you wink. Ule ko junior kili biski.
Hey.
And then when I home pan ki wink, okay, it's a sign of one button.
Yeah.
And then, are you gonna make a move?
Probably.
Probably. La one. Get on the bed, Nana by Chaban.
Yeah. Also, when a girl shows her girl, Nana, they start saying this about Topanyan and that in that.
That's primary things.
Not for me, if I like you, I feel like conversations. For me personally. We have to converse more than I read into you. And if I find the red flag, But yes,
why not talk about it and change the red flag?
Exactly.
Eh?
Why not talk about it and change the red flag?
No,
like, players. Asur like abakho no change abar no man. Let me be serious with this hand.
What's that?
You have to show them that you're
worth it. Hey, if it's worth it,
If you want it, guys, okay, sharp.
Let's go back into life science. And I know you might be like, hey, it's not human, but yes, let's talk about animals. Have you realized how male lions have to impress the lioness? Have you realized how male peacocks have to actually do this thing with their feathers and impress the female peacocks? So it's like, guys, why do I have to?
Nah, still, I feel like as long as if a nigga sees that you're worth it,
he will change for you.
It's all about the hun. I can change for you.
If you don't show me you're worth it, then what was the
use? What does a worthy girl look like for you specifically? Funzo the boy.
That's a tough question. Okay. Honestly, majority of girls, yeah, will give you attention, will give you love, But for me, for a girl to show me that she's worth it, I want a girl to make me like wait for her.
What's long enough, hey?
At least 2 weeks. I'm willing to wait. If you prove to me like you love me, besides anything else, that you can make me wait just 2 weeks, then sharp, you're making me feel like you're worth it,
So you
happen some girls, honestly, some girls, not about fast the same day, already by way like everything.
Okay.
Listen, so if. So like grab and love, the moment is fine, but you're like, now I'm bored.
You're not in love with it. It was last.
Exactly. It was just like a one time thing, like one night stand or whatever.
So if you show
more attention, like what's coming for like that much attention? Don't give me that much attention. Might still show me attention or okay now.
Okay, so what you're saying is I need to behave like a need. You need to need me.
Yes.
Okay.
Should be actually outstanding, like unique.
What's unique for you?
Unique for me, just like how Funzo explained. For me, it's basically like being different. Like,
what's different? Like, what are you used to that you feel like how to go banana it will be different?
What I'm used to, I know myself, I'm a Casanova, I'm a ladies' man. So
round of applause for the boy.
So I don't struggle with women. You understand? I don't struggle with women. I'm the type of nigga that I usually get whatever I want. So whenever I come across a hun, now that's going to give me a challenge to like actually bag her. Actually shows me that man, you're unique. Cause like Oka Chagama Chitamang. It's like Funzo said, getting a hand today, what? Start kissing her and what. She's not wifey material, you understand?
So what you want is someone that's going to behave like a modest woman.
Yes.
A woman that's described in the Bible. That's what you want.
Not really.
What do you guys want?
A person that is rare to find.
Yeah.
That is rare to find.
Linda, I'm rare to find. Everyone thinks they're rare to find.
Honestly, you are. Because you're not like other girls. You're not fussable. Even though my English
fussable is
okay.
Approachable, actually.
Yes, You're not like other girls. Some other girls you can see them as soon as you want them, you go for them, they agree, it's lovely, But for other girls, they'll come and they'll be like onyaka. They won't show interest in you. So when that's a challenge for you, or okay, can I actually pin her down? If you can't, that's when you start to know along the way, when you start talking to her, getting to know her, that's when you're gonna realize actually I legit have real feelings for this hand.
She had died.
So like I'm gonna try my best to show her that she's actually worth it and I wanna be hers.
So in conclusion, let me conclude for Nkazimulo Zana, then conclude for Teen Squad. So for me, I have to conclude the Nkazimulo, I will give you hints, and I think most girls will do that, give you hints and expect you to make the move. And I think in conclusion, that's what happens. If I really like you, I will hint you. Personally, I would laugh with you, have conversations with you, and then, you know, small things, man. And if when you're not observant, that's you on that. And I think that's what happens. We expect guys to make the first move. Like,
yeah.
How do you feel about that?
My little one, you should give us hints. Like,
okay. No, yes, I said I do give hints. I said me, I laugh with you, have conversations with you, and I feel like the conversations for me would be like getting to know you. Not worry. Spend my nights at Ingo, guys. That's like conversations. You know, like getting to know you, ask you, you know, stuff. So, yep, that's how I feel. And Sven Ben, when, what's your perspective?
I still feel like it's unfair. I feel like it should be a
50-50.
Yeah.
Guys, you want...
Do you know how nice it is? Mar, do you know how nice it is for a hand to actually approach you out?
Also, when
I... Yeah, it's hard to find a hand saying I want you.
I run away, feel that you.
Oh, so you want a ray plus 99. And then that ray plus 99, obata horatle mo and be like, Junior, how are you? I've been meaning to talk to you. I have a crush on you.
Yeah, can you cherry on fast?
Cherry on fast, man.
Okay, sharp. I didn't so. Ndudeng fast. I know this is not the podcast about it, but ndudeng
erubuni. Just have a normal.
Okay, drop one pickup line here,
okay? Oh my God,
man, I don't use pickup lines.
No, just see one.
I don't know pickup lines.
Le one.
Nah.
Drop one.
Just flirty.
Okay, Ne.
Uh-huh.
I heard you like discount.
Mm-hmm.
Come over to my place. Clothes are 100% off.
Child. Round of applause for the boy, please.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay, drop one.
I don't need to pick up line, seriously.
You don't?
Mm-hmm.
How is it, Le one?
I don't.
What do you do, Kaiho? But
I just flirt.
How do you flirt?
I take the topic we're talking about and like
switch a room.
Switch it, yeah.
Flirt, are you going?
Go flirt, I got to make a ring on that.
Flirt, are the boy?
I don't use pickup lines.
Okay, cool, sharp. Next question. Woo, hi. We've been stuck on this question for a whole lot of 5 minutes. What's the next question?
So like, here's a question for the ladies, Ne.
Mm-hmm.
Would you settle down with someone who has a past of being like a player, or actually known for being nothing but a player?
Yes. Okay. Ngazimulo word, because you said past have been known. Asalokai. Hora hore.
I changed.
What the, I changed, but yeah, I can tell you it happened, Kale, which means now he's a bit matured, or he knows how to handle the flings, the lust, and whatever. Yes, so now what's going to happen is Funzo the boy and Crazy J for them hands have the opportunity to ask Zana one question each, and it's directed to Zana. And make sure it counts, Basan. Make sure it counts. Who wants to go first?
I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, firstly,
mm-hmm.
are you wild?
And the answer to the question is yes, I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Wena, are you willing to? Okay. Are you, Wena, personally, are you willing to be with a guy that is not actually wild?
I would never be with the opposite. Not necessarily, but be a bit of it. If you're not that into it too much, at least 30% contribute something towards the situation. Crazy J for them hands.
Let me think. So, do you think that you'd ever make out with a girl?
No.
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 Even under the influence?
No. We're done with
can
that.
Ask one question.
Okay, ask.
What? I can all girls have that song that mm-hmm. makes that all unleash the wildness out of them.
Yeah.
What's the, yours?
The strip.
Joro by Wizkid, Soz Boys by Cardi B, Under the Influence by Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm. So if a guy.
Yo.
So okay, so if a guy, ne? Okay, so when we see someone publicly, okay, not really publicly, my public, ne? And the guy knows you and knows what song can make you strip, ne? And then plays that song purposely. Would you do it?
No.
Why?
We're in public.
Agree, you're unleashing yourself.
No, I'm not.
So okay, so who would you do it for?
My crush.
Must be nice. Nice.
So with that being said, we come to an end of today's episode. And senkembe mina mrazwa lilindrebele maphepha ngotshana abanye baphepha ngimithanga lesikhosana muhle. So the boys want to say bye bye. Say bye.
Okay, Funza the boy. Goodbye, everyone. It was lovely talking to you, and thank you for your opinions on telling us everything. Like, actually helps us a lot. Like,
so what did you
I learned a lot. Ne? I don't know. I know what I know.
Thanks, guys, for having me here. It's Crazy J for the Months again, and you can catch me on Instagram as Crazy J _ for the Months.
Link you on a good one, maybe I'll go for the description. Anyway. You don't even have IG, nigga. But it's okay. Bye, guys. I love you to the moon and back. Don't forget to spread the link. We're growing this podcast. We have 14 countries worldwide. So let's keep on growing in Tandakulu. Cool.